Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays Pride Chorus. Welcome.
Thank you.
I've got April McVeigh and Larae Jones here in the studio with me, and you are here to talk about singing Valentines, and that just sounds like so much fun. But tell us, what are they? What's it all about?
It is a whole lot of fun. It's a smaller group from the Pride Chorus. I think there's eight of us that will travel all over town to deliver singing Valentines. We have a choice of four songs that people can choose from, and you get two songs in person for $75.
It's like a singing telegram.
It's like a singing telegram, exactly. Or we will also do it over the phone, one song for $35.
Wow.
And 1 year we Skyped it with Kenya. It was really an exciting thing to do.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
You sang all
if
the
you
way
got
to Kenya.
A loved one down south you want us to sing to, we can do that. So to order, people should text or call 907-957-0174. And the wonderful person who answers that phone is going to get us all scheduled so that we try to do mostly the valley or mostly downtown in groups. So we're not, but we'll be traveling all over town in two vehicles.
Wow. Great fun. Made to order on delivery. And this special group of singers is called the Pitch Hitters. So I just wanted to highlight them in that cute name. So
thanks.
Now, there are a lot of love songs out there. You said there's four on offer. Can you tell us what four there are to choose from?
The four to choose from are I Can't Help Falling in Love, which is an old Elvis Presley tune, and The Rose, which is another great love song, and Till the Stars Fall from the Sky. And that's just a wonderful ballad that says, I'm going to love you until the stars fall from the sky.
Ooh, and there's some other... Very Celtic sounding.
Yeah. And another sort of Celtic sounding is the last one, which is called A Blessing. And that one is not quite so romantic, but very much wishing you the very best of everything. It's
May
another
the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be at your back.
Yes, not the words, but yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was
not,
a different
it's
one.
It's not the same blessing, but yes.
Oh, okay. But it's same sentiment.
Exactly.
Well, what if you want to send a torch song?
Well, these are the only four that we've got ready for this year. But the Pitch Hitters will do special occasions. If we have enough time ahead of time, if you've got a special anniversary coming up, we would love to sing. So, and if you've got something else special and we've got time to work it up, we're happy to do that too. So
this you're going to be doing this on Valentine's Day, which is a Thursday this year, all day. Mm-hmm. I blinked on what I was going to ask you. So all day Valentine's Day, singing Valentines by the PFLAG Chorus. Oh, yes. How many times have you done this before?
This will be my fourth year doing it in a row. They've been doing it for a long time, not since the beginning, not since the chorus was founded 21 years ago.
The other day.
Yeah, we guessed around 10 years. So,
and do you get pretty good reactions from people? Have you ever? Is there one or two that you want to mention that's particularly memorable when they started singing?
If you go to somebody's office, the entire office shows up, not just the person that you do it for. It's great fun. You know, it's a little bit embarrassing for the person who gets it, but not really, because it's
in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. It's just a lot of fun for the recipient as well as us.
It sounds like a blast. And they need to have their order in by February 12th.
Yes, please.
And again, you can call or text 907-957-0174. I will keep a copy of that number here at the station, too, if you didn't get that written down. Do you have a website where you could go online
and
find that
information? We do. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a website. Pridechorus.com, I think. But you can hunt for it. It'll be there.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for doing that. I think everybody who receives and gives a song is going to have a blast with that. You've got a couple of other upcoming events that we wanted to touch on while you're here. I found it interesting that you guys were performing at the Tea and Dance for the 50th anniversary of Stonewall this weekend. So if you want to see the Pride Chorus perform, they'll be there. It's Saturday at 4 p.m. Could you say more about the anniversary of Stonewall?
Well, it's the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots in New York. The really first publicized, I guess you could say, gay and lesbian movement back in, 50 years ago.
And I think we're going to hear more from them tomorrow for the commemorative tea and dance. But Pride Chorus will be performing there, so you can go see them there. And then you also have an upcoming concert this spring. You want to say a little bit about that?
It'll be April 27th, if that's the last Saturday in April. I think it is.
Sounds right.
But anyway, we're busy working on our on all of our songs for that concert. It's always great fun. We have a silent auction that goes along with it. And we expect to be at the Folk Festival, too. So
will you be opening the Folk Festival?
We hope. We have not heard our time slot yet. But for the last, I don't know, many years, we've been the opening act. So we're hoping we have that same slot on Monday.
All right. Well, thanks, Larae and April, for being here. And thank you so much for the singing Valentines, for telling us all about that.
Yeah, it's great fun. Get your orders in.
Yeah,
it is a lot of fun.
Like it's going to be a good time. So I hope you guys have fun with it as well. And thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.